Why can I say that I am God? Why can I say that I am God? Whoever told me that I could say that I am God, that I am the creator of the universe, that I am the allness, the isness, that I am the most important being in the world? Yes. Why can I say that? Why can I say I am God? And why must I, when I say I am God, mean only me? Not anyone else, just only me. I do not say I am a Jesus Christ. I do not say I am a Buddha. I do not say I am a Muhammad. I'm not any of the greats. But I'm God. And as God, I am all. And as all, I am each and every one. I am you. I created you. I created you to be an expression of my love, my unconditional love. I am divine. I created all things to be divine. I couldn't create them to be divine. I am divine, and so therefore everything I create is divine. Everything I create is me. Everything I create is good. How can I say that? How can I believe that? How can I know that? How can I know that all is good and very good? How can I know that? All is good and very good. I am God. God I am. I am the essence of the universe, the creation of the universe, the allness of the universe. I am God. I am ideal being. I am forever and ever. I am eternity. These sound like very grand words and very presumptuous words. But my consciousness is the consciousness that exists forever. My consciousness is the consciousness of the allness. And I express that allness in my life in many ways. I express that allness as peace. Whenever I say peace to my creation, wherever it may be on the face of the earth or anywhere, instantly shines forth peace. There's no discussion among my creation whether it's going to be peace or not. When I say peace, it is done. I speak my word, and all in the universe is a reflection of my word, my thought. All the universe is my creation. Whatever thought I think, I am there. Whatever idea I have in my consciousness, I am there. Now, these presumptuous words that I'm giving right now are not me alone. Every great teacher, every great philosopher who has ever existed told us that this is the truth about ourselves. Told us that this is the reality about ourselves. And all the time, we're trying to create ourselves in the image of someone else. We're trying to create ourselves in the image of the great teachers. That's my symbol, that's my role. We're trying to create ourselves in the image of all knowledge, all wisdom. We're trying to create ourselves in the image of something. And we don't believe it. We cannot believe it because we are not the image of something. We are the something. We are the all. We are the is. We are not the image of it. We are not the expression of it. We are it. Just as God is God and not an expression of something else, just as God is all and is not a little bit of something here and a little bit of something there, God does not know all and then know only a little. If I say that I am God, I am the universal knowledge, the universal presence, I know all things, I know all wisdom, I know all knowledge, I know allness. But as I know allness, I am allness, and therein I am not allness. Allness in my mind, and in the mind of my creation largely, is the isness. Allness is a universal concept that is expressing on an individual basis. It's like the phrase that we say about God. God knows when a sparrow falls. And the truth is, God does not know when a sparrow falls, because in the presence, in the isness, in the allness of God, a sparrow does not fall. Everything is always doing its perfect right action. This is very difficult for us to understand, difficult for us to admit that everything is always doing its perfect divine program, its perfect divine pattern, its perfect divinity. There can be no fall in heaven. There can be no fall of an angel. There can be no fall of a sparrow. There can be no want. There can be no want in the universal allness, because it contains, is, and always will be all. The infinite presence doesn't want our understanding, want our love, want our awareness, want our respect, want our praise. The infinite allness is our love, our praise, our respect, our allness. It is that. It doesn't want it. We cannot give anything to ourselves which we do not already have. We cannot experience in our life anything that does not already exist. We can say we're God because God is all, and we are all. If a parent creates a child and brings a child forth, the child is a reflection of the parent. But when the parent is an irresponsible parent, which is their choice, the child tends to be an irresponsible child. When the parent sees the child imperfect, lacking in any way, the parent is denying the child's divinity. The parent is denying its own divinity, that it does not see the child in the allness that it is. It is seeing the child with lack, with limitation. The true parent, the true creator, the true God, creates all creation with its allness intact, with its allness expressing every moment, with its allness always there. The branch falls not far from the tree. A seed falls not far from the tree. The divine falls not far from the divinity and the creator. When you and I create anything, as we do all the time, we create unconditionally loving. We look at our creation and we say, oh, that is so beautiful. That is so good. And we look at our creation as our children. And we see our children, the reflection of us, we see that our children are being what we believe about ourselves. And when we do that, it is so good, so very good. Why can I say I'm God? The universe, the allness, the isness, the world, all, are made up of one thing, whatever created it. And we say, from an inner awareness, that what created the world is God. What created the world is an infinite intelligence, an allness. What created the world is something that is absolutely perfect in every respect. And whatever created the world, absolutely perfect in every respect, like itself, as itself, of itself, which is itself, anything that it creates is equal to the Creator. Oh, you say, you're not as good as your father. You are as good as your father. You haven't learned that about yourself yet. You haven't come to the realization that you indeed are as good as your father, equal to your father in every way, not superior to your father. We say sometimes the children exceed and excel what the father is and does. And that's not true. What a child does is oftentimes express uniqueness. Uniqueness that is in the parent also, that is in its God-created source. And this uniqueness just happens to be a light, a talent, a treasure, something that it enjoys doing and something that it enjoys being. It's no less the allness of its creation, of its creator, and of its being created. It's no less than the allness. All that it is shining forth the various facets of its beingness, the various facets, the various diamond facets of its life, of its essence. And as it shines forth these various facets, it shines them forth in such glory, in such radiance, in such magnificence, in such great measure, that it sometimes overshines the rest of the world. Such as a great musician might play a piece of music, and the great musician plays the music with all the imagination and all the love and all the joy the musician has within him. And then another musician comes along. And this musician hears that music in a different manner. Another musician comes along and hears the music from a more deep tonal aspect. And so the music that this musician plays of the same music almost sounds like an entirely new composition. But it's the same composition. It's only that each of us play our drum in just a little different beat, play our music, play ourselves, reveal who we are in just a little different way. And yet that little different way is in the Father, in the Creator, in the allness. The little different way is in every other creation too. All creation that exists, all creation could easily be a robot, be exactly like its brother. Instantly, totally like its brother, built like its brother, with all of the aspects of beingness like its brother. Because all matter is like that. But we step beside or beyond the concept of robot. We step beyond the concept that we are God and God is us and there's nothing more to do. We step beyond that concept, the robot concept, which that is, into the concept of unconditional love, into the concept of eternal feelings of magic and wonder. The total newness that we are at all times, expressing a newness in our nature, a newness in our attitude and our being. And it's not really something that is not there in all of us. It's just that we express it from our own glorious point of view and how great that is. All mankind has the opportunity to be exactly like one another. All mankind has the opportunity to express features of itself that it has not expressed before in quite that same way and be unique and beautiful. And yet that uniqueness and that beautifulness dwells in each. And each can be that uniqueness and beautifulness, and yet each can be the sameness. For it is true always. Why can I say I'm God? Why can I say I am the creative cause of the universe? Why can I say I am my creator? I am my own father? I am my own grandpa? Why can I say that? I can say that because in, through, as, all, I am. In, through, as, all is. In, through, as, all, nothing is. Well, now, why are we throwing that nothing in there? Well, if I choose, as the allness that I am, to express nothing, I can do that. I can express nothing at all. I can express blankness. I can express emptiness. I can express nothingness. And as I express that, it's perfectly acceptable, it's perfectly true, it's perfectly me, because within me is emptiness. Within me is fullness. Within me is allness. All that diversity of possibility seems irrational and unreasonable. Well, it is irrational and unreasonable, because I am not rational, I am not reasonable, I am a complete, unique expression of the divine. And where I go with my thought, where I go with my reality of who and what I am, it knows no bounds, it knows no direction, it knows no purpose, it knows no place. It is the all, and it is the nothing. And only when I allow myself to think as God, myself, can I comprehend the uniqueness of the things that I'm saying and the things that I'm doing and the things that I am. Yes, I can say I'm God, if for no other reason than there's nothing else in the entire universe, in the entire allness that of the isness that is, other than God. God is all. And I cannot pretend God is not all. I can pretend, but that will not make it so. I can pretend that the light goes out and there is no light. And yet in me is a light, an illumination that sees more brightly than any outer light that I would ever have in my world. I would hear no sound, and all would be silence. All would be deathly silence. And I would look about me to see some evidence of life or movement or sound, and there's none there. And I think to myself, is this the end? Is this the end of all life, the end of all existence? And then my inner self says, what do you want? Do you want light? Then say, let there be light. And there is light. do you say, let there be action, and there is action. Let there be all. And the reason you say, let there be, is because you are the one that lets there be that which already exists. That which already exists is the light, and you are merely revealing it in your experience. We all, by choice, reveal all things in our experience because it delights us, amuses us, challenges us, and gives us the feeling that there is something fantastic going on in our world, that we are indeed a great and wonderful creator, creating things that are almost unbelievable. We're creating light and darkness. We're creating action and inaction. We're creating evidence of things not seen. And then we create the thing that's not seen, that the evidence told us was there. But when we see what was not seen, we see that it always was. It always was there, always will be there, always exists, because the phrase matter can neither be created nor destroyed is a universal wisdom that says all matter, all substance, all creation, matter and creation are one, all creation eternally exists. And if all creation eternally exists, and I am God, I don't create out of the nothingness. I create out of the allness that always exists. And as I create out of the allness that exists, I am revealing rather than creating. And using the word creating makes it seem as though it had not been there before. It had not been in existence before. It was something relatively new to the outer world. And perhaps it is new to the outer world, but never new to the inner world. Though God may not see a sparrow fall, God knows the playfulness and the joy and the action and every movement that a sparrow makes. God knows every thought that we think, because we are God, and God is us, and God is every thought that we think. God knows every thought that we think. But the differentiation comes when we say God knows and God cares. God is not a caring being. We'd like him to be that because we want compassion, understanding, and caringness when we have anything that we're dealing with, any presence or any power or any being. So we create people with caringness attitudes because we want that in our life a little bit. And yet we know that the caringness that they have for us is a reflection of the caringness that they have for themselves. And we are merely second class in the caringness of the beings that we have created. We create these beings to care about us. And truly, they really care about themselves, and we are a reflection of the care about themselves. Insofar, then, that God cares that a sparrow falls. That never happens. The sparrow never falls. The sparrow soars and flies and does all sorts of things and has all sorts of magical features about itself, just like we do. And you and I, we call them mistakes. We make mistakes now and then. And as we make these mistakes, our life is not the better for it. And yet, the mistake is as quickly released and forgotten because it is not a mistake. It is a choice. It is something that we do. It is done. We cannot call it a mistake that it is something that was not supposed to be done, because If we call it something that was not supposed to be done, then we call it an accident. And if we call it an accident, we're saying an accident has reality, and an accident happened by accident, not by choice, by accident. And we know that nothing happens by chance. There is no chance, and the gamblers know this pretty well. They say lady luck, and they say gambler's luck, and things like that. It's not that. It's just the mathematical principle working itself out in certain manners so that it reveals things in a particular wonderful way, and that if we were able to carry out the mathematical equation far enough, if we were able to dig into the deep quality of the mathematical equation, into the essence of confusion, we would find there all order, balance, harmony, peace, right action. We would find it all right there, because God knows nothing more than absolute balance, absolute order, absolute harmony, absolute goodness. And you're God. I'm God. All is God. So we know only harmony, balance, and goodness. We use a word imbalance, and that's a relative thing that changes, but it is not real. There is no such thing as imbalance. There's only balance and harmony and all good. When we can get our mind back on track of our divinity, back on track of our reality, back on track out of the mire of human existence into the reality existence, then indeed there is no chance, there is no mistake, there is no condition that tells us that something is uncertain. You as God, I as God, live in a world of absolute certainty. We live in a world of absolute knowledge and real, absolute realism that stands forth under every experience. And as we know that, we do not feel sorry for ourselves that we're missing out on the fun of the human games. We do not feel sorry for ourselves that we did something and we had a response. All we do, and all we instantly do, is have a thought in our mind of what we want to experience and know and reveal, and then what we want, we know already exists, and so we call it forth. And so what we want that already exists, we reveal it in our consciousness by our words saying, it is done. It is done now and always. It is done complete. It is done in its wholeness. It is done in its vitality. It's done in all that it is. And how beautiful that is. We are ready to walk from ignorance into bliss. The bliss exists. The bliss always exists. Ignorance comes and goes. It is changeable. And anything that is changeable is not immortal. Obviously. Anything that's changeable does not remain forever and ever and ever, upon which we base all of our thinking, living, and acting. I can say I'm God and know that when I say that, I have the greatest respect for the creative cause. I have the greatest respect for that creator which I am, creating all things which are me, as one which is the is that I am. And as I do that, I feel so unique, so wonderful, so perfect. I feel very special. And if in my wisdom I am able to look at you, my creation, look at all the beings that I have created in my world, that I have chosen to associate with in my world, and look at just how beautiful each of my creation is, how perfectly formed, how magnificent they are, formed not in the physical, but formed in the ideal mental, in the ideal concept. As I see that, and as I know that, and as I am that, I feel absolutely wonderful. I feel that I am indeed among my cadre. I am indeed among my associates, the people who are as me, living like me. And then I look at each of these people living as me and like me, and I realize I created them. And the mold that I created them from is the mold of me, the mold that I am. And as I look at my creation, and I see my creation as a reflection of me, not a comparison, but a reflection of me, I see how great it is, how beautiful it is, and how wonderful. And I say, very good, very good. And I delight in my creation. And I encourage my creation by saying, you are good and very good. I am the voice in the heart of my creation. The voice that says, this is my creation of whom I am well pleased. This is my creation of whom I expect at all times their finest and best result possible. I see them doing at all times glorious, beautiful, worthwhile, uplifting, supportive things. At all times, I don't say I don't see things in them, because if I said I don't see things in them, I would be seeing things in them by the very fact that I mentioned that I don't see them in there. It's sort of confusing, but it is the way the principle works. The principle says if you're talking down and you're creating down and you're saying down, and you go down and down, and you go down and down in consciousness. You cannot go down in space because there is no space. You cannot go down in time. There is no time. You go down in attitude. You go down in concepts of yourself. What sort of a world have you created? Have you created an ideal world? Then that world is only going on the balance, being true to itself. Have you created a world that is a joyous, happy, fantastic world? If you did, then that's the world you're living in. That's the world that is. That's the world that surrounds you. And every being, every person that you created is reflecting what you believe about yourself. Can you see how important it is for each of us at all times to think the highest thoughts about ourselves, to think the highest about our creation, about what we expect of them, what we think about them? Do we think that they're stupid and that they're making dumb mistakes? That's our attitude. How could we, as a divine creator, create something that does stupid things? How could any parent create a child less than itself, going around doing anything less than itself? When a parent instills in their child their values, when a parent instills in their child, and they instill by the fact that they give it to them at the outset, at birth, and then as a parent is a living example of what their values are, the child lives that and expresses that what they are. And you can look at any child on the face of the earth and you'll see what their parent thinks. And you can look at any parent on the face of the earth and talk to them about their child. And what they say is a perfect indication of what they create their child doing. Do I create my child being a loving person, being unconditionally loving? Do I create my child as being a sharing person? Do I create my child as an ideal human being? Well, if I do, that's a pretty nice child. If I create my child as something very special, it is something very special. But if I do not give my child my guidance, if I do not give my child my values, if I do not give my child my role example for them to follow, and the child in any way goes off a path where people do give them something to follow, maybe not the things that we would give, but they do give them something to follow, and then we say, where have I gone wrong? And where you've gone wrong is when you didn't believe in yourself. You didn't say, I am God. You didn't say, as God, I am perfect. You didn't say, as God, I am the ideal creator, and my child is the ideal creation I have created. I created that, and so it is. And glorious it is. We live so beautifully, so wonderfully, so perfectly. By and large, everything we do is so pure. We are really untouched by any humanness or any negativeness. Our true nature wants to always be there, divine and glorious. Our true nature does not recognize the otherness, the temporariness, the shadowness. Our true nature knows the truth about us and brings that forth in all that we are. And how great that is. And what a great choice that is. And how we think about those things for ourselves. And we know what those things are for ourselves. And we know why we think those things and why we believe that. And why we know that is true. I am God. I better get about acting. I don't have to get about doing anything. I'm God. I can do anything I want to do. I don't have to do anything. I can play any relative game I want. And I can pretend that that relative game is real. And I can suffer under its consequences. Delight or sadness, either way. Whatever I am is a reflection of what I believe about myself, what I believe I am as God. And am I a little bit of God? I can never do that. I'm always all of God. Am I a little bit of joy and honor? There's no such thing as a little bit. You are either all or nothing. So if I say I'm God, I'm all or nothing God, and I say I am God, and I say I'm all God. So at all times, I recognize the best in me and the best in my creation. At all times, I speak my word, and all that I am is revealed in what I speak. I speak my word, I think my thought, I live my life all in such a way that my purity, my goodness, my right action, my peace shine forth more brilliantly than the stars in the heaven, more brilliantly than any of the brightest light I might ever know, because I am that now. I am that wholeness, that purity, that goodness now. I am that eternally. And I like it. I like it very much. I like it very much because what it does, it tells me I am on the right track. When I see all my world glorious, beautiful, outstanding, I am on the right track. When I see all of the children in my world, pure, magnificent, geniuses, utterly wonderful geniuses under all circumstances, then that's who I am. When I do anything and I stop and say to myself, I want to do this in its ideal form. And then I say to myself, well, I don't have to say I want to myself. I say I do, because I'm the one who makes the choice. So I say, I do the fullness of whatever this brings forth. If I'm going to write a book, create a music, if I'm going to have a rose garden, if I'm going to have a family, if I'm going to have life on any level, it will be ideal life. It will be ideal expressions. And every person who sees me, who comes into my world, my creation, of course, any person who comes in my world will see me as ideal and wonderful. Any person who comes into my world is my creation, of course, so naturally they'll see what I want them to see. They'll see what I create them seeing. They'll see what I am, and they see what I am, and then they too will be or are exactly what I am. So when I see myself as the spiritual leader of my own life and my own affairs, the world looks at me as a spiritual leader and oftentimes asks me to be the spiritual leader for them. And my only answer is, we each are our own spiritual leader. We each are our own director. We do not need, want, or enjoy having anybody else put their nose in our business, because our business is always done, always complete, always fulfilled, not a work in progress. That's a silly thing. Not a work in progress. It is a work that is showing itself complete now. I do that. I do that for myself. I do that for my creation. I do that for everything. And everything in my life is good and very good. Everything in my life is a reflection of the magic being that I am. How great to be the magic being that I am. How great to always see myself fulfilling whatever thought goes through my mind at its beautiful, precious, total balance, wonder, and harmony. That's me. That's you. Why can I say I'm God? Because that's all there is. Why can I say that I'm God? That's all that I am. Why can I say I am God? It is the truth. It is the reality. It is the allness, the goodness, the perfection that exists right now. It is that, and it is that eternally, which is a pretty wonderful experience for any of us at any time. I let go and let God be me as I delight to be. Think on these things for yourself and know how true they are, and that as you, as I, 100% keep my thought on my highest and best, That's all that I am. That's all that my children are. That's all that my world is. And anyone who looks at my child says, wow, you're spectacular. What a fabulous father you have. Thinking on this, let's take our pause now and at the hour come back and let's have a conversation with God.